We're talking with Rob Mozell, newly elected as president of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. This will be your second two-year term, won't it, Rod?
It will be. I'm looking forward to it. Wonderful people we get to work with in Farm Bureau, and so excited to have the opportunity to serve for another 2 years.
You kind of gave a two-year report card in your presidential address today. You felt that you've accomplished a lot of the things that you talked about when you ran for office 2 years ago.
I'm real excited about how far we've come. We've still got a lot further to go and a lot more ideas. The board's going to be working on our next two-year plan very soon, but we're blessed to have made a lot of headway and on a lot of fronts, both in the Federation and on public policy and on the insurance side.
As far as the organization is concerned, one of the things you talked about was you pledged more cooperation, more opportunities to interact with other agricultural groups in the state, and you feel that you've done that.
I sure hope we have. We feel like we have. I hope the other groups feel that way. We've been trying to include them in lots of our activities. We've tried to be active in a lot of joint efforts with everything from the cattlemen's to the pork groups to AFR. And there's so few of us in agriculture, it's just very important that all of us work together and communicate well with each other, because to get things done, we've got to be on the same page and working together.
You know, as you reflect on your first 2 years as president, what kind of sticks out in your mind that you feel especially good about?
I would say that chance to cooperate with each other, and probably a big thing on the Farm Bureau front, has been transparency. We've really worked hard to open up all the Farm Bureau processes to try to make any information that our members want to have and our county leaders have or need. We've tried to really open up the processes and treat there's nothing big secret. There's no reason to not be sharing all that. So we've really worked hard to be transparent and to share everything that any of our members or leaders needed to have. We've tried to create an attitude of sharing that and working together.
You know, when you look at that vision going forward, what are the keys in your mind these next 2 years as you serve as president for the group?
Well, the immediate things is we've got to focus on the census, and we've got to get rural Oklahoma to really respond to the census and fill it out. We've had a history of low responses, and that dramatically affects everything from state legislature redistricting to funding for our county hospitals and health care. And so we're going to work hard on the census, and we're going to be deeply involved in the redistricting process, and then we're going to be working very hard to communicate and educate and orient our legislators and state leaders, because there's fewer and fewer of our state leaders. They're good people, but fewer and fewer of them that have had agricultural experiences and know agriculture in rural Oklahoma. So we've got to do a better job of telling our story.